You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your 2-week spoilers for Monday, April 22nd, all the way through Friday, May 3rd, which is going to take us into the first full week of May sweeps. I know I explained on one of my CBS videos because somebody asked me, what is May sweeps? And if I haven't explained it here, just real quick, May sweeps in general happens 4 times a year, and it determines the ratings they pull in during sweeps determine the ad rates for the coming quarter, which is about how much money the soap makes and whether it can afford to stay on the air. So sweeps is a huge deal. And that's why we always have murder, mayhem, weddings, pregnancy, miscarriage, you know, bipolar spirals, things like we're getting ready to see right now. So I'm going to take you through all this. If you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Let's jump right in. Monday, April 22nd. Sam tells Jason he can't see Danny. Of course, Jason came into his room at Bobby's Diner, above Bobby's Diner, saw Danny in his room in his leather jacket, which, oh my gosh, Sam would freak if she saw that, because it's very clear that we've got Danny wanting to be like his dad, Jason, and his other kid, Jake, wanting to be like anybody else but him. So this is very interesting. Nina figures out on Monday that Ava has not been straight with her, and she doesn't like it. And I just wonder if she's going to figure out why Ava is low-key conspiring against her reunion with Sunny. Drew talks to Willow. They have a nice catch-up chat. I'm guessing he is going to tell her that Nina sold her half of the MetroCorp to Jason, who gave it to Carly, because he did kind of hint around the fact with Nina that he would maybe talk to Willow on her behalf. So I'm very interested to see if he does indeed do that. Sunny and Carly continue making a very big and nasty scene at the MetroCourt. He is done with her. He is done with Jason. He is now lumping Nina in with them. He wasn't in a good place with her, but now he is cast her in the pool with the people he considers the worst traitors in his life. Maxie talks to Lois Cirillo and is incredibly impressed about how much BLQ's mom knows about deception. I'm assuming this is at the bachelorette party / bridal shower on Monday. I'm really hoping Lois winds up working at deception. I would just love to see her messing with Lucy Coe. I think that would be fabulous. Tuesday, April 23rd, Chase has his bachelor party in full swing at the axe throwing range, and someone surprising shows up as a guest. Jocelyn and Christina are at each other's throats again, and of course the topic that they are fighting about is Sunny. We've got more of BLQ's bridal shower and bachelorette party, and Tracy Quartermain lets down her guard. So hopefully she'll put on a silly hat, have some cake, play some games. I love it when she's like that. Wednesday, April 24th on General Hospital, we've got Jocelyn going to Jason Morgan. I feel like she's going to him not only about maybe her fight with Christina about Sunny, but also about her concerns that Sunny is going to kill Dex. I feel like that's something she's definitely going to tell him, maybe try and figure out if there's any way that he could help her, even though she knows that Carly and Jason are on the outs with her former stepdad, Sunny. Sam is very worried about Danny, and I just don't know how she's going to keep him away from his dad unless she locks him in his room and locks the window too. Because remember, he climbed up the fire escape on that skyscraper building they live in, which I don't know. Newer buildings don't have fire escapes and their building looks newer, but hey, I'm not going to get into it. Drew hangs out with Jordan and they have a nice time, but we all know he's going to end up boinking Nina again, right? Chase and Finn are very upset to find their dad dealing with some spiraling ALS symptoms. Remember, he's kind of cut them off from his medical updates and his prognosis because he doesn't want them focused on his ALS. He wants them focused on Chase's wedding. And Dex wonders if he should go ahead and go into the academy and become a policeman, if that's his best option. Thursday, April 25th, Christina is very worried about her dad, Sunny. She doesn't trust Ava, and that's a good instinct. TJ worries about what Christina's been doing and what she's been up to. I don't know if it's about her closeness to Sonny, her willing to defend him at all costs. Drew and Carly have a very weird and awkward moment together, and Jason goes to confront Sonny. I wonder if he's going to talk to him about Dex, maybe about Jagger. I think that would be very, very interesting. And Trina helps out Laura with little baby Ace Cassadine. That's got to be bittersweet for her since Spencer still is not back. People have been asking me when he's coming back, and there's no official news. Nicholas Chavez is done shooting Monster, but in the interim, while he was on his leave of absence shooting it, there's been a writing regime change. So that means they can bring him back later. They can bring him back not at all. And then, of course, there's the fact that Nicholas Chavez may not want to come back because he's gotten so many more opportunities now that he did this big Monster project. Sasha gets a proposition that surprises her on Friday. Laura makes it clear she's not going to let anything slide that Sonny has done, in particular beating her brother half to death. Finn bickers with his dad, Gregory, and Nina goes to Carly with her concerns. I'm sure it's about Sonny and Ava, and Molly asks her mom, Alexis, for some help. That takes us to the second week, April 29th through May 3rd. Brooklyn Quartermain and Detective Chase's wedding kicks off as we step into the first full week of May sweeps. And this brings lots of big questions. For instance, General Hospital has cast George Russo in the part of BLQ's granddad, Carmine Cirillo, Lois's dad. And so question number one, are they also going to bring back Ellen Travolta as Gloria Cirillo for the wedding? I certainly hope so. But what I'm really worried about is that we haven't seen Wally Kurth around as Ned Quartermain. Surely he wouldn't miss BLQ's wedding. He should walk his daughter down the aisle. But we have not seen him in a good long while. Now, he is on contract and busy shooting at Days of Our Lives as well, but he hasn't really had a problem doing double duty. Now, if you also watch Days for some reason, we're not seeing him right now on Days, but that really isn't a good barometer because they shoot 6 months ahead. So he could be very busy shooting right now for stuff that we're going to see in, let's see, in October, late October. So I'm very worried that Ned is going to miss his daughter's wedding and that maybe they cast BLQ's granddad so he can walk her down the aisle. Maybe they'll say that Ned has to be with Monica. I don't know if we're going to get to see Leslie Charlson. I know she's not been in good health, but she should be there. Gregory's ALS symptoms intensify as the wedding nears. And of course, this is very upsetting to him because he is supposed to be officiating, but they do have a backup officiant. And I'm sure Tracy Quartermain is going to be there making him feel better and comforting him. Nina digs deep to find out how close Ava is getting to Sonny, and it is increasingly close. And Sonny keeps turning to Ava, getting closer and closer as he feels like more and more people have betrayed him. I do expect Sonny is probably going to bring Ava to the BLQ Chase wedding as his plus one, which should raise a lot of eyebrows. And we'll have more of Carly thinking about Jagger and Jagger thinking about Carly and Jason trying to figure out how to protect everybody he loves, including Sonny, and how to protect Sonny from his own worst demons. We'll see how it goes. Those are all of our 2 week spoilers. Please click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on what you're excited to see and come back soon. We're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week, right here on your number one soap opera spoilers channel. And I am your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.